Digging even deeper. The concept of transferable skills. If you have watched what I do for longer than a minute, you know that my whole work is to find a process that can enable an ordinary Homo sapiens to evolve into a human being, the next evolutionary state for the species. This work has, so far, taken me 35 years, and I am not done. It is possible, but something is missing, but what? Every week I find something that unless it's taught, people can't follow the instructions, and cannot get to where they are instructed to go. My biggest beef with Landmark Education and its teaching was, all those 26 years of my participating with them, was that there was a real unbridged gap between the possibility people saw and its realization. Since then I discovered that it is not only Landmark, it is every course, every company, every teacher. Everyone. Even my own programs produce unbridgeable gaps between where people are and them achieving what they wanted, what they bought the program to achieve. My last podcast conversation with Bonnie in our regular Friday podcast call made it crystal clear, we are not prepared, we humans, to get from A to B. We don't know how. Partially worldview is to blame. For whatever reason we think that information can be turned into action and successful results. If not instantly, but readily. If you asked high achievers how they did it, they would tell you a whole different story. They spent weeks, months, maybe even years to work on the very first phase of any accomplishment, defining what they wanted to do and why. In an older article of mine I take people to the idea that every single project, including turning information into successful actions, has stages that are not taught. It is not taught, and there is no support system, people, who would know that it is necessary and unavoidable. No matter the size of the project, by the way. It can be as small as playing a free cell game, writing a business plan, writing a mission and purpose statement. Or as big as building out a whole business. I set up my hero program to facilitate that. And thus far no one has used it properly for building anything. So far the idea that it should be instant and effortless has been winning. And of course leaving my students and clients ineffective and never really building anything. No skills, no transferable skills, not a project. Nothing is getting built. You grow into yourself, I don't know how and you are right. You don't. You never learned it. The how of everything is the same. You would learn it on something that you do from beginning to completion, consciously. You just learned the skill of doing something from idea to realization. It is a skill. You are not born with it. And hundreds of skills are needed to become a producer. It is a transferable skill. Now you can build anything. Using this skill. But you need to have one full experience. And you need to stay conscious while you are doing it. Conscious that you are building a skill. You have many skills, but you don't know you have them. So they are unconscious. And unconscious skills are not transferable. Not real skills. I am taking Bonnie through the beginnings of building a project on the podcast. And seemingly she understands that it is a skill that she is building in addition to the project. Seemingly. Skills are neither built nor learned. Skills are observed as skills. While used. Unless they are observed and seen as a skill, they aren't. One of my students is writing business plans for others. Is that a skill? No, it uses many skills. What are the skills she is using and therefore developing? Developing. That is the word. If you asked her, she has no idea. Because she doesn't know she has skills that are worth developing, and she doesn't know she needs new skills to do it fast, to do it well. So let's look. She is building the skill of staying with it. In spite of all the internal tug and war. I'd rather do something else. Or I am not good at this or this is boring or something like that. The skill of staying with it. If I asked people if staying with it is a skill, they would say it isn't. Yet it is a skill. And it is needed for any kind of success in life. So what you use to develop it won't matter. Yet it is smart to develop it with something you get paid to do anyway. Or that develops some other skills too. Being economical is also a skill. Another skill she is building is looking at what the client needs, what the client wants. What the client aspires to. This is a rare skill. Humans are self-centered, and unless someone points it out, they never look at anything from another's point of view. They never consider that someone wants something different than what they think they want, or should want. So done in the right way, she is developing the skill, the facility to ask, use, and get guidance from what the client wants. Rare skill. So you see the first thing that is missing for people to take something from information to action to fulfillment is skills. Skills that are plenty and they are missing as transferable skills. As transferable skills. Because something used unconsciously is not a transferable skill. The second thing that is missing is clarity. Clarity of what it is you want to accomplish. Clarity of what path it will take. Clarity that it is many, many steps, and it will take time. But if you are not clear, you cannot do it. Because even if you have the skills, there is nothing to use them on. You are shooting in the dark. The third thing that is missing is process. Consulting, management companies teach this. So it should be available, but unless you are a company, it is not very easy to come by a coach or a mentor who knows and has patience for process. And, of course, structure is missing. Structure is like a framework, inside which you can develop a skill as a skill, or build knowledge by providing structure for it. I have never managed to find a coach who would be a good partner for this kind of coaching. To take me from nothing to fulfillment. Why? Because it takes long. Especially if the client hasn't cut their teeth on shorter projects. If the client has no transferable skills. If the client is in a hurry. As almost all clients are. When you are in a hurry, you are in a hurry because you just want to be on the other side. And your attention, your energy doesn't go into what you are doing. It is entirely hijacked the fixation on what result you want. Now, let's look what skills are missing. Skills that are independent of the actual project, and yet are needed in any project. Or nearly any activity. Any activity where you want to produce a result, short term, long term. Work. Health. Relationship. Money. Any of those areas. Here is a short list of some of the skills that if you don't have them, you want to develop them in a hurry. Unless you are completely happy with how your life is going. The skill to direct your attention. To bring it back to what you are doing, so you can put all your power in what you are doing. All of it. Notice when your attention wanders. And notice it fast. To not make yourself wrong, just gently bring it back to where you want it to be. Have an empowering context and allow it to manage your mood so you are empowered. Notice when you have a disempowering context and to shift it to an empowering context. Shift first out of the disempowering context and then move it to an empowering context. This is where using my famous sayings come useful, I am not going there, or it is all in a day's work, or what does it have to do with the price of tea in China, etc. Know that you are using skills. Know that it takes many repetitions for a skill to become a skill. You need to get at least consciously competent at it. You'll find that the skills that are non-specific to a project are more important than the skills that are. Now, if you look, the most missing to go from non-producer to producer is not knowledge, not information, not even knowing how to do something. It is the base skills of a producer. Human skills. The skills that are used and needed almost 24/7. Even to wipe your ass properly. No one is born with these skills. They are all developed. And they are rare because no one has told you that they are portable, transferable skills, that they are skills. So the first step in going from non-producer to producer is to distinguish and inventory the skills you have. The skills you are using on some level, so you can start developing them to become transferable and at least consciously competent. To start developing the other human skills. How long is it going to take? It depends on whether the projects you practice them on are really suitable. And on how clearly you can hold in your mind that the purpose of all this is that through them you can become a producer. Why? Because being a producer is where the self starts to feel good about itself. This is how the human DNA is designed. That you cannot be happy, fulfilled and love yourself, unless you earn your life through producing. Now, when you don't know that people who are doing anything are using skills, you can't see how they got from A to B. And it looks like magic to you. It does because you can't see the skills used under the water level. The most apt illustration of that is the picture of a duck floating on a pond. It looks like the duck is just moving by magic. But if you have a chance to look under the water, you see feverish activity there. That activity is what you don't see when you look at accomplished people. And if you are not a producer, I bet this is your issue. You think others got to where they are by magic. Or talent. Or being smart. This is an area where a trained empath can be of help. Practicing feels tedious. Tedious is a context. So people start, and then don't do. And then when they are asked about it, they lie. Not lying, telling the truth is also a skill. But even to know what is the truth is a skill. So when a client in my skill development area lies to me, I can feel what they are actually doing, and bring them back to the doing, or if I can't, send them packing. I won't be kidding you. 98 out of 100 are not willing. They may give lip service, but won't do the doing. And any and all skills are acquired by doing. Here is another saying for you. This one is from Art Williams. Originally it was about sales. But it is a skill, transferable, like all skills. And you can use it on skill developing. All you can do is all you can do. But all you can do is enough. Brilliant, eh? In the HERO program, your skill building program starts with seeing what you can do, what skills you have been using in your life. Skills you haven't distinguished as skills. And then create many projects to develop the missing human skills. I promise you don't have them as skills. And therefore you won't see to use them in unrelated areas, unrelated to where you have already used them. This first part happens in a group, or one-on-one, depending on how many people are in the program. And once you get past this, you are clear about what you have, and you are clear about what you are missing, so you can move to a one-on-one program, done in writing. If you are attracted to the idea of becoming a producer over time, through developing the skills, the vision, the purpose, then I invite you to some informative conversations. Another skill building program is more extensive. It is part of the Layers of Mastery program. And it is more expensive. It also has online meetings scheduled regularly. This will be a free call. I want to be able to talk to as many of you as can make it to a call. The time is September 10th, Saturday 2 p.m. EDT. You can come to just listen, or you can come to ask questions and participate. I'll stay on the call as long as there are questions. I'll tailor the skill development program to the needs I find. So what I'll teach is not fixed. And probably won't ever be. One more thing, my recent experience with my core team is that they are short on human skills. So my intention is to ask every one of those participants to move to the skill development program. If that is you. Yeah, I'm going to stop teaching the intention to self program. Because of your lack of human skills, I cannot produce the results I intend to produce. At this point, it looks to me that in the Layers of Mastery we'll have two weekly group calls. In addition to the daily one-on-one coaching and writing. I'll continue activating the DNA capacities free of charge every call. But we now see that without the skill to use the DNA capacities, they are as good as worthless. Your first payment in the program is for us to see if you have enough stake, enough energy, enough time, enough worth it to continue. It covers a whole week. You can experience the coaching calls, and you can communicate to me what you intend to accomplish. At the end of the week, we decide if you'll continue or not. Again, this open mic call on September 10th at 2 p.m. is free and not a sales call. I don't want to sell anyone. Instead, I want you to sell me. Because unless you do, you won't be in the program. Go to register in the free webinar.